This recording, Italy 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagetsecure is copyright Douglas N. Honorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. It's actually a Latin word. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Madrid, for sure. Yeah, Madrid. Spain, in general. There are places that I visited where I would go and live for a long time. Funny enough, there might be Istanbul in Turkey, because it's right in the middle of the world, so you can go everywhere from there. I would probably live in Italy if I would not need to work. So if I would be a millionaire or a writer, where you can really work wherever you want and not needing anyone there and not needing to really fit in the society, at that point I would live in Italy. Otherwise, there is no point to live in Italy at all, because it's far too complicated country to live in. Absolutely. Therefore, I would definitely live in Spain, although I was reading right now that Spain is going to hit the 12 or 13% of unemployment rate, and that's just horrendous. So that's the other place where I would live, but again, to get a job that pays a good amount of money and allows you to have a decent life, you need places where there is money. And Italy and Spain don't seem those places.